Wow. It is hard to believe that I started this podcast almost 6 years ago and have published 170 episodes. I love researching, planning, and recording podcast episodes. It has been an incredible journey and such a blast. During this episode, I want to catch you up on what's happening with the podcast and my life and business in general. Let's start with the future of the podcast. I'm actually taking a sabbatical from producing podcast episodes. I looked up the definition of sabbatical when my coach asked if I had considered taking one when I was trying to discern my next steps in 2021. A sabbatical means a change of pace. It's an opportunity to step aside and live life differently so you can see different perspectives and experience life from a different way. My year-long sabbatical at the end of 2021 to the end of 2022 allowed me time and space to think about where my business had been and what I had learned, and then I could decide how I wanted to move forward. I realized that I wanted to pursue professional coaching as a career. I started coach training classes and moved slowly through the process since both of my daughters were still in our homeschool high school. And the more that I coached, the more I realized how much I love helping homeschool moms in this way. And this brings us to the future of the podcast. As I was praying about how to pursue coaching and how to spend my time as my youngest daughter finishes out her homeschool journey, I heard God telling me to lay down the podcast. I've been trying to obey and walk in faith, especially when I don't understand or see how the puzzle pieces fit together. So I submitted. I'll be honest, I was a little reluctant because I love this medium so much. But over the next few weeks, he allowed me to see glimpses of why he was asking me to lay the podcast down. I realized that in the past, producing podcast episodes really energized and fueled me. It was a way to consolidate what I was personally learning and share that with others. It was fun, and it was an amazing hobby. I couldn't have been more blessed to be doing what I love as a part of my business. But now, as I continue my coach education, I coach clients, and I'm homeschooling my daughter, I do not have enough bandwidth to also produce podcast episodes. I don't know how long the sabbatical will last or if I'm even coming back to the podcast. God works in mysterious ways and his timing is always perfect. So I'm trying not to plan too far in advance and just allow him to lead the way. So what does this mean for you? Well, I would love to stay connected still. I will still be sharing about my journey as we transition to life beyond homeschooling in my weekly emails. I would love to have you join that community. There's a link in the show notes to subscribe to my email list. And I'd also love to connect with you face to face. You can join a group coffee chat where a group of homeschool moms get to know each other and support each other as we walk this journey together. Or if you prefer, you can schedule a one-on-one coffee chat instead of connecting through the group. Links to schedule either of those are also in the show notes. And finally, if you are transitioning to life beyond homeschooling and you're trying to figure out what that looks like, you might be interested in the Beyond Homeschooling Coaching Program. By discovering who you are and leaning into your strengths, you can have the confidence to pursue your dreams in a way that aligns with your values and allows you to continue to serve your family well. You can pursue your next calling and live out your God-given purpose. After working through the program, you'll have a clearer vision of how you want to impact the world after you finish homeschooling. You can find a link in the show notes to learn more about the program. It feels weird signing off on this episode, since I don't know if this is for good or for a little while, but I sign off knowing that God is in control and his ways and his timing are perfect. So I'll close with a quote that is attributed to C.S. Lewis. You are never too old to set another goal or to dream a new dream. I pray that as your homeschool dream comes to an end, you are encouraged and inspired to dream a new dream. Thanks for joining me on the Purposeful Impact podcast. I pray that today's episode blessed you and that you found encouragement and practical tips. If so, would you share this episode with someone else so that they can be blessed too? I'd also appreciate it if you would take 30 seconds and leave a rating and review in your podcast app. Leaving a review helps other homeschool parents find the podcast and know if it's a good fit for them. Thanks so much for helping to spread the word.